This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He doesn't believe in me. Have you ever said that to yourself? You don't believe in me. Has that ever been told to you? When someone realizes that you don't believe in them, if they are someone that you're in close proximity to, in frequency, a family member that you are at home with, you know, every day, hours in the day, imagine walking around a person that you know or in your mind doesn't believe in you. Imagine being the person that has said a statement to that type of person, if you're the father saying it to your child, such as, you are lazy. You are mean. You are arrogant. You are spiteful. You are stingy. You are this. It is as though they have no opportunity or chance to change that. Those statements can really hurt someone that you may care about, but they may not believe it because those statements, it is as though it defines that person. And that can emanate from what is known as su'al-dhann. Bad assumptions, unfavorable thoughts, bad opinions about people. Allah says in the Quran, in the chapter of Al-Hujurat, chapter number 49, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, avoid many assumptions or thoughts or judgments, for verily many of those thoughts, assumptions, or judgments is sinful. Why? Because it is not a fact. It is something that you are assuming and made a judgment about, to where people may use it as facts. And this is what we see in social media and magazines and tabloids talking about people's lives that really doesn't increase our iman at all. But it's built off of speculation. And that speculation can be detrimental to the world. Why the world? Because if you say it in a community, at a workplace, you know, in your home, in the mosque, something that is not factual, but it's a statement that is a bad judgment and assumption about someone, the next time that person you told sees that individual that you spoke about, they're automatically going to have that bad thought and assumption. Multiply that by 10 on Yom al-Jum'ah, for instance. That splits up a community. That brings bad assumptions about people. So when we look at this husn al-dhann, we have to realize that we should put ourselves in that person's shoes, realize that we should be sympathetic, also realize that when we have that practice, when we have that practice of putting ourselves in their shoes, it makes us humble because we realize that we need to use the mirror more and look at our own mistakes. Because if someone was to see your mistakes and they had bad thoughts and assumptions about you, they would close many doors of communication, of interaction, thus splitting communities. So let's make sure that we have these good thoughts about one another, that we're optimistic, and that we give each other a chance. Because when someone sees that you give them a chance, this is an opportunity to feel that you believe in me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.